What's the 411, yo? 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 What's the 411? Baltimore, Baltimore, Baltimore. Can you tell me, what's the 411, yo? What is happening and going on in and around the town? I am Jaquen, and I'm happy to be here with you. Last week, I was in the windy and cold city of Chicago, but just like Dorothy and the Wiz, there is no place like home. And while I did enjoy Harold's Chicken, a chicken box just ain't a chicken box without a jumbo half and half. I'm so happy to be back in Charm City, my home. Look, y'all, this is going to be a great week. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love the month of October. For me, it's the most wonderful time of the year. And no, it's not quite the Yuletide season yet. However, it is the month of the ever-presence of autumn and of All Hallows Eve, and I am here for it. It is all about candy, sweets, tricks and treats, and most of all, costumes and spooky frights. I miss the days of putting together haunted houses for students in Baltimore City. It would be so much fun, y'all, to see inner city youth doing special effects makeup and learning to properly frighten, spook, and scare their classmates. Those were the days. Shout out to any of my former students around the city who've participated and helped us to give this city some positive frights and scares. This week's topic surrounding Baltimore is the incomparable Edgar Allan Poe, who is known for his spooky and macabre poems, mysteries, and short stories. I believe that there is no better time to discuss Poe than at Halloween. I would like to think that he is a Baltimore native. However, I discovered that it is a possibility that he is not a Baltimore native at all. Charm City and Boston have been scrapping over bragging rights to Edgar Allan Poe and his legacy for more than 150 years. It is my understanding that Beantown likes to claim this American author too. Nevertheless, we do know that his final hours and his remains are here in Baltimore. Poe was a literary genius and acclaimed writer and poet. But how was his life connected to Baltimore? What ties does he have to the city of Baltimore? Edgar Allan Poe's work was shaped by his experiences in Baltimore and continue to impact the city to this day. According to freelance writer Jasmine Epps, Baltimore shaped Edgar Allan Poe's future by being a place of remembrance for his childhood. Not only that, but Baltimore was where he felt the most free to be himself and was able to reach deeper into his creativity. I can understand and respect him for that. Despite Poe's many travels after he moved from Baltimore, he constantly referred back to the city as a place of beautiful memories that never left him. In August 1835, Edgar Allan Poe left Baltimore for Richmond, VA, my hometown, Cap City, the 804, or as Richmond natives say, the 804. This made me feel as if Edgar Allan Poe and I have some sort of connection because of our love for two dope cities here in America. Edgar Allan Poe, I forgive you for the C that I earned in English when I just couldn't understand the Telltale Heart when I was in eighth grade. Baltimore pays homage to Edgar Allan Poe through a variety of ways. The main one way is through the Edgar Allan Poe House and Museum. On 203 North Amity Street in Baltimore, Maryland, there's a little brick house. This house, built in around 1830, was home for Poe. Poe, known for his works such as The Raven and The Telltale Heart, moved to the Row House in 1833. This national treasure allows each visitor to see where the author lived, along with artifacts showcasing his life and works. Also, Baltimore has a magnificent statue of Poe on display at the University of Baltimore campus just off Mount Royal Avenue. Another way Baltimore remembers Edgar Allan Poe is by means of the Baltimore Ravens team mascot, which are all ravens, and appropriately name Edgar Allan and Poe. The Edgar Allan Poe Society of Baltimore reports much speculation has been written about his final days, and everything from alcoholism to rabies have been offered as the cause for his mysterious death at the age of 40. His remains are located in the Westminster Burying Ground at Fayette and Green Street in Baltimore City. Now let's take a listen to a snippet of The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, read by James Earl Jones, to entice your palate for more.
Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, "tapping at my chamber door, only this, and nothing more." Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember brought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly had I sought to borrow from my books surcease of sorrow, sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden whom the angels name Lenore, nameless here forevermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with fantastic terrors never felt before, so that now to still the beating of my heart I stood repeating, "'Tis some visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. Some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door. This it is, and nothing more." Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer. "Sir," said I, "or madam, truly, your forgiveness I implore. But the fact is, I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here, I opened wide the door. Darkness there, and nothing more. Deep into this darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before. But the silence was unbroken, and the stillness gave no token, and the only word there spoken was the whispered word, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this, and nothing more. Back into the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping somewhat louder than before. Surely, said I, surely that is something at my window lattice. Let me see then what thereat is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind, and nothing more. Open here, I flung the shutter, when, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saintly days of yore. Not the least obeisance made he, not a minute stopped or stayed he, but with mien of lord or lady, perched above my chamber door. Perched upon the bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door. Perched and sat, and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling by the grave and stern decorum of the countenance it wore. Though thy crest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven. Ghastly, grim, and ancient raven wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore. Quoth the raven,
thank you so much for listening, and if you are a lover of Edgar Allan Poe and or Baltimore and would like to talk more about this lovely city or this poet, hit me up at whatsthe41yo@gmail.com or find me on Facebook. If you have not yet done so, please subscribe to What's the 41 Yo's podcast, now streaming on multiple platforms for your listening pleasure. I hope that you have learned something new. Trick or treat. And until next time, Be positive. What's the 4-1, yo? Yo.
What's the 4-1, yo? What's the 4-1, yo? What's the 4-1, yo? What's the 4-1, yo?